The day of unpredictability, but another day of disappointment. I'm recording this message from home when I should have been out of town enjoying an event that not only I spent my money on months ago for the ticket, but there's no refunds. Everything that could possibly go wrong did go wrong. And I'm here at home instead of leaving. All because a payment made to a credit card is still being reviewed. And I don't quite understand how in the blue hell a payment could be made any other time to a credit card via your checking account and it's posted and cleared the next day. But when you make a payment any other time from that same bank account, said credit card company wants to wait 3 to 5 days. There was no way I was going to take a risk and go and travel six hours and find out that my money didn't clear. Therefore, I couldn't officially stay at the hotel, among other planned activities and expenses for this weekend. So I had to basically take that L. Now, a silver lining came out of it. I mean, I was able to cancel, in which I will not be charged anything, as opposed to being charged for one night stay. There will be no charge at all. I don't have to worry about, you know, money being spent any further with the vehicle that I have rented. Even though, you know, I did have it for one day officially. I hate making plans and then they don't go through and I'm stuck holding the bag while money that was spent that could have went somewhere else is still money spent. And hopefully you, sir or ma'am, know where I'm coming from, because I believe that many of you experience what I'm talking about. On top of that, at the time this message was recorded, it happens to be my nephew's birthday. He turned 30 years old today at the time this message was recorded. But for whatever reason, we're estranged. I might have mentioned it before, but my family don't want to have nothing to do with me. So I don't want to have anything to do with them. Happy birthday, Zamis. Happy birthday. I guess Erykah Badu said it best. Oh, what a day. What a day. What a day. Day full of disappointments. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain safe, blessed, and privileged for yourselves and your family. And thank you, as always, for listening to Erykah's Editorial Podcast. This particular edition is now in the books. And until the next episode, I thank you for listening.